but there might be refuas for derech hateva. So the yesod hadvarim is that because of the klal ein somchin al hanetz, we are, according to many gedolim, we're not supposed to pray that Hashem will do a supernatural miracle. But keep in mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring many yeshuas, through derech hateva. Things can be discovered.
That
says that there were
600,000
medicines.
That's
the Zohar. Well, okay, here's the problem. The famous Zohar that says that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, and there were 600,000 Jews, the Erech, after the men, who left in the Mitzrayim. So each Jewish neshama has its own letter in the Torah, even though there are 13 million Jews, but some of us share a neshama with each other. Now the problem is, if you actually count the letters in the Torah, there's only 325,000 letters. That's pretty much less, right? That's like 50% of what the Zohar says. And the Mefarshim have a lot of problems. How do you reconcile the high number of 600,000 with the low number of 325,000? And they give different terutzim. One teretz that the Rabbi Kamenetsky gives is that maybe the Zohar is dividing letters into two. For example, let's take a hey. You could actually make a hey into two letters, a dalet and a vav. Right? You could make it tzadik into a nun and a yud. So based on that cheshbon, if the Zohar is understanding that certain letters can be broken up, you might be able to get 600,000 letters out of 325. That's one answer. Another answer that some Kabbalim say is that in Hashem's original Sefer Torah, the spaces between the letters also have letters, but those are hidden letters. And that represents the Jews who are still hidden from their letter, because they're not yet connected to Hashem through the mitzvahs. And when they do tshuva, so to speak, there is a letter in Hashem's heavenly sacred Torah that is revealed, that they've connected to, although we don't know what that letter is here. Right? So that's another answer to that. Yeah?
Is it an issue of, like, if you feel more connected and able to, like, I guess, hear what, I guess, like, smaller rabbanim, like let's say like your teachers in school or like the rabbi of your community, like you feel more connected and more respect for him than let's say a gadolador just because you can't relate to the gadolador.
Well, I think, you know, that's totally normal. Obviously, you will feel closer to the person that you have a relationship with, that knows you, that cares about you, that you're able to discuss things. In fact, the Gemara even says it by Aaron. More people were sad when Aaron died than when Moshe Rabbeinu died, because Aaron was involved in everybody's day-to-day problems, husband and wife and the like, and therefore everybody cried for Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu, not everybody appreciated. Moshe Rabbeinu was the gadol. How many people got to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu? So that's totally normal. The issue of feeling closer and admiring, hopefully, sometimes the more you know somebody, the less you admire them. But Baruch Hashem, if someone is a real Talmud Chacham and Yerush Shemayim, hopefully the admiration will increase. But then you just have to tell yourself that if I admire this Rav, and this Rav considers himself subordinate to somebody greater, then it must very well be that that person is greater, even though I don't necessarily know that person. In other words, in a way, that's not such a jump. Because if you love somebody who loves and admires somebody else, then even if you don't know that other level, you can also love and admire the person that the person you love and admire loves and admires. Does that, you know, that make sense in that way? But the other thing, though, that you're raising is a good point, and that is people sometimes make a mistake, and they think if they have a shaila, the person they should ask is like the highest person. I want to ask the Gadol Hador my Shaila. The truth is the Gadol Hador may not be the best person, and the Gadol Hador will tell you he's not the best person. Because the Gadol Hador may know the whole Torah, but the God of Adar doesn't know you. And the Gadol will often tell you, you should go to the Rav or the Rebbetzin or the spiritual advisor who knows you as a person. Right? Same thing with chavrusas. So in yeshivas, people sometimes want to learn like the best guy in yeshiva. Well, it's not always good to learn with somebody who's very much above you. It might be better to learn with someone that's kind of, you know, you're the same level. You can challenge each other and learn from each other, but it's not like so above you that you're not going to understand it. So if you would go to Reb Moshe Feinstein, or go to Reb Yoshev, or Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, these were the Gedolei Hador, but they would often tell you to go to somebody that knows you better. That's common sense. It's a correct way of doing it. All right, so, yeah, sure.
So we normally pass the card to the Rav, right? So if we have these sects or any great sects, like Judaism, like we have the same camp and we have the Christian, and we have
Well, first of all, obviously, we simply can't follow a simple majority, because if that would be the case, we wouldn't keep Shabbos or Kashrus, unfortunately. So here's an important rule. The rule that you have to follow a majority, which is in the Torah, only applies when it's like a single body of the courts. And a court, basically, it's a Sanhedrin. They passed it, let's say 71 is the size of the Sanhedrin, so if 36 passed in a certain way, the other 35 have to follow, and all of them Israel follows. But when you have different communities, different posts, and the like, you do not have to follow the halacha based on the majority of the rabbis in the world. Each Eder, each group, each minhag has their reshus. The pasuk, even if it is a small minority of a whole. So the din of Rov does not apply in those types of rulings.
Right. So
that's a difficult question. As you know, the Dom Adam himself was against the beginnings of the Hasidic movement.
Right.
The Dom Adam thought that they were making too many changes in the importance of learning Torah and various other things. They're not mocked.